in many ways, it harkens back to where New York was at with the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, where 146 largely immigrant, largely women, and that's the same profile of the workforce in terms of women in Bangladesh. And it was really a fact-finding opportunity and a way for us to elevate the discussion of what responsibility the companies we invest in have for ensuring that those who they contract with at the factory level in Bangladesh, what they need to do to upgrade their building and safety code standards.
So what do you do? I mean, who do you talk to? Do you talk to the people who own the factories? Do you talk to the people who own the companies, the American companies that deal with the factories? How do you do that?
Well, actually, on our trip, we were supposed to meet with the factory owners. They have an association. They're very powerful there.
I'll bet they are.
Well, because that's the emerging part of the economy. Yes. I mean, they're really rapidly developing. That's the source of wealth. And it's interesting. So they have this clothing manufacturers, the Factory Owners Association. So they not only have economic power, they also are very well represented by their own members in the parliament. So one of the issues is the lack of adequate laws or enforcement of existing laws in Bangladesh. There's a lot of corruption in that country. So when we were there, there was also a political stalemate going on. You know, there's this power struggle between the current prime minister, the former prime minister. Their fathers were the prime ministers, and they have quite a history since they broke off from Pakistan and created independence. So there were blockades. There have been a series of strikes. They unlike what we do in Albany, they have blockades on roads, and they firebomb buses with people on them. So
were you scared?
You know, I was not prepared for the level of intensity of the blockade. We kind of heard that this was happening. We were actually having lunch one day at the hotel, and we heard some explosions, and we were outside on the terrace, and we went to look over the railing. There was an attempted firebombing of a bus right in front of our hotel, and we were in one of the more secure and better areas of the city of Dhaka, the capital. The firebomber missed his mark, so there was just a gasoline stain in the road. But the day before, 18 people were killed in a bus from a firebombing. So that drove home the point, and when we went back and forth to the airport, we had someone with a rifle traveling with us and a bulletproof vest. I didn't have a bulletproof vest, but the security guy did. So it underscored that the overall landscape there is very much in turmoil. But we certainly don't want anybody to lose sight of the fact that these workers deserve greater protection. We met with some of the folks who survived the collapse of Rana Plaza. We met with a factory worker. She started working in her teens. I guess she was in her 20s now. She spent about 3 hours in the rubble, hearing the moans of her fellow workers just a few feet away from her who did not survive. She did. She had a number of operations, more surgeries to come. So who we talk to is trying to get the companies we invest in to talk to the folks in their supply chain, the factory owners, the contractors, subcontractors, to adhere to much more rigorous building and fire safety standards.